Hare Krishna. So we have understood that Krishna gives the faith to a worshipper to worship some devta. Now let's try to understand that who gives the power to the demigod to give benediction to the worshipper. This is given in shloka number 22. Sataya shraddhaya yuktas tasyaradhanamihate. लभते च ततः कामान् मयैव विहितान् हितान्। सो हियर इट इज सेड दैट तया श्रद्धया युक्तस्। नाउ कृष्णा हैज गिवन द फेथ टू द वर्शिपर। सो विद दैट फेथ सह तस्य आराधनम् ईहते। सो अ पर्सन विद दैट फेथ ही स्टार्ट्स वर्शिपिंग एंडेवर्स टू वर्शिप अ पर्टिकुलर डेमिगॉड। And labhate cha tatha kaman. And what happens? He obtains his desires. His desires are fulfilled. He receives the benediction. But here there is a catch. What is that? Maya eva vihitan hitan. So here Krishna is saying that he receives the benediction. But who is giving the benediction? I am actually doing all the arrangements. I am the one who is actually giving the benedictions through the Devi Devtas. So this is a very nice point to understand. A worshipper might worship some devata and he might feel that, oh, this particular Devi Devata has actually given me the benediction. But actually the fact is, in the background, who is actually giving the benediction? Krishna is actually empowering the devata, and the devata or Krishna is giving the benediction through the Devi Devata. So what is the person doing? He is worshipping the Devi Devata, the demigod, but then he is worshipping Krishna indirectly through the Devi Devata. And Devi Devatas are giving the benediction to the person, to the worshipper. But who is actually giving the benediction? Krishna is giving the benediction through the Devi Devata. So here, this particular flow is very, very clear in this particular shloka. So here it is given that the demigods cannot award benediction to their devotees without permission of the Supreme Lord. See, we might be arrogant people. We might not be loyal to our Lord, Lord Shri Krishna. But the Devi Devatas, they are proper servants of Krishna. The demigods are proper servants of Krishna. They will never violate any rules and regulations. They always follow and they are always loyal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without permission of the Lord, they don't do anything. So here it's very clear that the benedictions which they give is with the permission of the Supreme Lord. The living entity may forget that everything is the property of the Supreme Lord, but the demigods do not forget. So the worship of demigods and achievement of desired results are due not to demigods, but to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by arrangement. So Devi Devatas will not forget that Krishna is everything. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We might forget, but they are such elevated souls that they do understand that who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the proprietor of everything that exists, who has the power to fulfill the desires of the living entities. They are very clear about it. The less intelligent living entity does not know this, and therefore he foolishly goes to the demigods for some benefit. So it's like the person does not understand that who is fulfilling my desires. He feels, oh, this particular devta is doing. Let me go there. Why? Because he does not know what is there in the background. Like for example, a small child, now he might see that the car is moving, a small toy car is just moving by itself, and he may say, oh, it's so nice. But then he hardly knows that some person has given the key or some person has put the battery, and that's how the car is moving, the toy car is moving. So here the same thing is happening. The person, the worshipper, he sees, oh, this particular devta has fulfilled my desire, but he does not see that who has given the power, who has given that authority to the Devi Devatas to sanction the desire or to fulfill the desire. A living entity, but the pure devotee, when in need of something, prays only to Supreme Lord, asking for material benefit, however, is not a sign of pure devotee. So this is what is the difference between a demigod worshipper, a materialist, and a pure devotee. Come what may, a pure devotee will go to Supreme Lord Krishna only. Why? Because he has accepted Krishna from his heart. He has situated Krishna in the core of his heart. And he will never deviate from that. He will always be there. He will always be there worshipping Krishna. He will not deviate and worship someone else. He is very chaste. He is very chaste. Like a wife is very chaste to husband, this person is very, very chaste. The pure devotee is very chaste to Krishna. Come what may, let anything happen in life, he will never leave the lotus feet of Krishna. Desires are fulfilled or not fulfilled, still he will not leave the lotus feet of Krishna. This is what is the beauty, this is what is the faith, this is what is the trust that the living entity or the pure devotee has on Lord Sri Krishna. Completely surrendered. Whatever you want to do, O Krishna, you can do. Maro bhi rakho bhi jo ichha tuhar. You want to kill me, kill me. You want to protect me, you protect me. You do whatever you want. I am a sold out servant at your lotus feet. This is called as complete surrender. And you know what? When someone surrenders like this at the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna is in anxiety. He's in full anxiety. That, oh, this person is so much surrendered unto me. Oh, I have to take care of him. And you know what? Krishna does all the arrangements to take care of that particular devotee. Even if that devotee does not ask for something, still Krishna will give. Example is Sudama. When Sudama went to Dwarka, he had a desire that he'll go and ask Krishna that give me some material stuff so that I can maintain my family. But then he couldn't ask. But then Krishna understood the desire of his pure devotee. He understood what is the situation. But then, since he was a pure devotee, he did not want to ask something material to Lord Krishna. But then when Sudama went back to his home, he found that his hut was transformed into a big palace like that of Dwarkadhish, Lord Sri Krishna. This is the mood of Lord Sri Krishna. As soon as someone completely surrenders to Krishna, worships Krishna with faith, one-pointed focus, what Krishna does? He considers the person as his own. He takes full charge of his devotee and makes sure that he does all the arrangements to take care of the devotee very, very nicely. So, when it comes to a devotee, he will not go to any other Devi Devatas. Not needed at all. But a living entity goes to the demigods, usually because he is mad to fulfill his lust. He is not interested in attaining Krishna. What is he interested in? He wants some material desire to be fulfilled. This happens when something undue is desired by the living entity and Lord himself does not fulfill the desire. So it's like he's going and asking the Lord and he's not fulfilling the desire. So he'll say, okay, I think Krishna does not have that power. So let me go to this Devata. This Devata looks more powerful with more weapons in the hand. This person only has a flute. So maybe I don't think he'll be able to do the needful. So this is the point. Very, very less intelligent to understand who is the powerful personality and who is the most loving and caring personality. Devotional service to Supreme Lord and worship of a demigod cannot be on the same platform because worship of a demigod is material and devotional service to Supreme Lord is completely spiritual. So when we worship Lord Sri Krishna, we have to understand that He is the one who can actually purify our heart. No Devi Devata has the power to purify our heart. Without getting the heart purified, we cannot break the cycle of birth and death. So if someone who can help us to go back home back to Godhead, then it's only Krishna. It's only Krishna. When it comes to Devi Devatas, what happens? It's a business that takes place. I give something and I get back something. But then when it comes to Krishna, even if we give, if he desires, then only he will give us some benediction. If he feels that this particular thing will help my devotee to go back home back to Godhead, he'll give. Or else he'll not give at all. Like a very, very responsible parent. This is how Krishna behaves. So this is the point that we need to understand. That by worshipping Devi Devata, yes, little bit of material desires will be fulfilled here and there. But then, all this is temporary. Finally, when we die, all the material things, we are going to leave here and we are going to go. So why hanker for that? Why don't we become intelligent and utilize the little brain substance that Krishna has given to us and understand that this life, this human form of life is given so that I can purify my heart and break the cycle of birth and death and go back home back to Godhead. So when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we have to chant with that full faith and devotion to Krishna with one-pointed focus that, oh Krishna, you are everything for me. Come what may, I'm not going to go to anyone. You do whatever you want with me. I'm okay. You do whatever operation you want to do with me because I know You are purifying me so that I can come back to you this very lifetime. This strong faith we need to have when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And we should pray to Krishna every day that, oh Krishna, please give me intense faith at your lotus feet. Even if I get deviated, please pull me back. Please don't allow me to again roam around in this material world lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. So this is what, you know, we need to pray every single day. That, oh Krishna, please never allow me to leave your lotus feet. I always want to be at your lotus feet, serve you, chant your holy names, all the time glorify you, and finally this very lifetime attain you and serve you for your pleasure. So in this way, when we offer prayers to Krishna, there will be a strong attachment that we will develop with Krishna. And whenever there is a critical situation, it's a test, it's a golden opportunity that we have got to show Krishna that, oh Krishna, I am completely surrendered unto you. Come what may, I am not going to go to anyone. I am just going to depend on you, I am going to worship you, and I am going to be always completely surrendered unto you like a sold out animal at the feet of a master. So these golden opportunities all of us will get. But at that time we need to understand that yes, this is a golden opportunity. This critical situation is a golden opportunity. And at that time when we show complete surrender to Krishna, complete faith in Krishna, you know what happens? We'll get closer to Krishna. Every crisis is an opportunity to get closer to Krishna. It's an opportunity. So in this way, a devotee, a pure devotee, he proves to Krishna in every situation that, oh Krishna, I want you. So this is what is very clear, that a devotee will never behave like a materialist. So now, let's try to understand what is the difference between the devotee and demigod worshipper. Worshipper of Krishna will attain one destination. Worshipper of demigod will attain another destination. So what are these destinations all about? Let's understand that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.